listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling. Will I fuck him? Will I diss him? That's what they be yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing. I replace them, huh? Drunk off Chris. Mommy on E. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Both in the club, high singing off key. And I wish I never met her at all. It gets better. Ordered another round. It's about to go down. Got six model chicks, six bottles of Chris, four Belvederes, got weed everywhere. What do you say? Me, you, and your Chloe glasses. Go somewhere private where we can discuss fashion like Prada blouse, Gucci bra, Fifth Mart jeans. Take that off. Give it to me. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
We're live on a Tuesday. Ready to do some podcasting, guys. You guys know how it is. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Search the Black Guy Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
and the unofficial sport
is bullet ball
and bullet ball extreme. And let's just get right into podcasting, guys. Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on out here in the day. I guess I can go ahead and start with this, guys. There's no reason for me to stop my focot against what men want. Taraji P. Henson put out an Instagram story of her trying to prove a point, I guess, by showing how many people use the term hashtag mute R. Kelly. And then she was like, how many people use mute Weinstein or mute Harvey Weinstein? And it wasn't even close to the same amount of people, guys.
Oh no.
So that proves that it's all a conspiracy by the man to try to take down a black man, R. Kelly. But Harvey Weinstein, nobody cares about that. They don't care. It's not like the whole Me Too movement didn't take off until Harvey Weinstein, really.
Why is you telling lies?
Okay, that's what these white people want you to believe, okay? I don't know what company made her movie, but two people starring in your movie that's specifically geared to black women, let's keep it real, who else was going to see that movie? Black women, right? And I'm not even saying everybody was super excited about it, but if anybody was going to see it, it was going to be black women out of support and love for Taraji. Well, now you got Erykah Badu and Taraji P. Henson on the eve of the movie coming out, basically trying to tank the movie online with this shit. And both of them all in defense of a sexual predator and R. Kelly. Why?
You could have said nothing.
Nobody was like, y'all were gonna do fine. Y'all were just gonna put your movie out. There was no cause against it. Like, this shit almost as bad as Kevin Hart, except, you know, they probably won't do interviews about this.
Right.
But it's pretty stupid. You know? And, R. Kelly's accusers are black women. The documentary was made by black women. Like, they don't get to have a say? If we skip over them and go, it's the white man?
Reaction is angry, sad, and disappointed.
It's stupid. Like, do y'all not run these posts by anybody? You just click send. You thought you got one. You put the Steph Curry swish hand up in the air like, ha ha, just fire Instagram story. Just, that's going to show them.
Stop it right now. This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous. Get out of here. We are adults and this is ridiculous. Cut the crap.
Why?
Don't know. I didn't even know about this story.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even in print yet. I just saw it on Twitter, and then I went to go look on her Instagram to make sure it was true, and it was true. She tried to prove some type of point, like these people out here so mad about R. Kelly. No one cares about Weinstein. Let me just say this: Harvey Weinstein. There are two documentaries currently being worked on that are going to be put out soon about him. Right? there's also the criminal trial of Harvey Weinstein, which is going forward.
Right.
Just today, a judge ruled that it will proceed. There's also the fact he had all of his name taken off of all of his movies and the credits and stuff and all future projects. He also lost his job. R. Kelly's actually still working. So in many ways, and has never been to jail. Already beat his case. So in many ways, a guy like Harvey Weinstein is actually getting more attention and more scrutiny at the moment than R. Kelly. I don't know why a documentary will make you change your mind on that and be like, well, that changes everything. A documentary, of course, made by the people who survived his violence, and including those women who you just completely ignore all the time. People just do that all the time. I'm just sick of the fake ass, like, it's the man shit. That's all. It's just stupid. I can't like, and also I'm just tired of black people in the fucking spotlight trotting this logic out here under some like black protectionism shit that ultimately helps nobody.
And I think the thing that really frustrates me is that I understand brown people, particularly I'm talking about black people, have been hurt. Racism is real. Like, all this shit is real. Nobody's saying this shit ain't real. But it's one of those things where for a lot of people, it's a disconnect to my race over justice. And a lot of times people would say, put their race over everything. And that's not so. Niggas fuck up. Yes, some niggas need to go to jail. Yes, there are people in jail unjustly. But when niggas break the law just like anybody else, people in America particularly, people want there to be some form of punishment, and they want people to go to jail. And this logic is that the white man go free, why can't the black man go free? It's dumb, because people want the white man in jail too.
Right.
Like that's the part I don't understand. People are upset about these white men. People have been talking about these white men for years, decades, even. Just like people talking about R. Kelly for fucking decades. And because of social media, and because victims have a voice now that they never had before, and people are forced to look at them, and people are forced to pay attention, for the first time ever, it's causing people that have upheld patriarchy and upheld a lot of these, even black people, anti-blackness and all these other fucked up things within them, they're coming to light, and they're not looking smart. Because at the end of the day, like I said, you could have said nothing. But you chose to speak, which is fine. But when you speak, and you speak from a place of, I'm not going to say not informed, because, you know, most people should be informed by now. But let's say you are speaking from a place where you're not informed, particularly people at their, you know, status. You have PR people. You have people that you did, you know, you pay to run this shit through, you know, and you're not allowing them to do their job. So now they have to, quote unquote, play cleanup on the backside of you doing this, you know, because you're fucking up your money, and you're fucking up other people's money too that's attached to you. Because once you get to a certain point, it ain't about you no more. You're a brand, and so everybody connected wins when you win, and they lose when you lose. And this is very, very frustrating to see black people drop the ball on this type of stuff.
Mute R. Kelly is an organization full of black women. The hashtag is trending because of black women. What the fuck? This isn't a conspiracy.
Mm-mm.
This isn't a man coming to get him. You know? But it's just they fall back on this shit with a black man who is a predator every time. With Bill Cosby, they erased every woman of color that he was accused of sexual assault. They went, it was just these white women trying to take him down for no reason because he tried to buy NBC. And the logic doesn't even have to make sense. It's just, present any conspiracy and we go, okay, cool, that means he didn't do it. That's it. I don't know, man. It's just very disappointing. You know, I'm sick of being mad all the fucking time, to be honest with a lot of this shit, but it's just, how can you you have to be dead to not be at least annoyed by this kind of shit, because
bare minimum annoyed going, yeah. You come on, you know, it's one of those things where you look up and you be like, I'm not trying to be funny, sometimes y'all sound no different than the white supremacists, y'all mm-hmm. jump these ridiculous hurdles and make these connections that don't make no sense just to prove a point, just like when, and that's, I'm gonna say, people don't have the same energy when it's their group of people. A white person out here fucking up, you'd have been all in their ass, you would have been taking no excuses, you'd have been marching, you'd have been protesting, you'd have been hashtagging, massage noir, honey, you'd have been all fucking over it. But when the light turns around and it's us or somebody related to us and then our group just done fucked up, all of a sudden we got the him, we got the huh, we got the, have excuses, we got to have nuance all of a sudden, you know, we got to dig, we got to investigate, no, it's all these excuses except for niggas fucked up, they fucked up, it's okay. The thing about equality is that you don't want to be just like the group that oppressed you, you want to be equal as those people, you want to be, and when I mean equal, I mean not equal as far as the injustices that they do, equal as far as just being able to walk without being shot in the street, just being able to go get a fucking loan at the bank and have a credit score and you end up getting a higher interest rate even though you have a college educated degree, just as somebody flat out of high school. That's what you want. You want to be able to go to a job and have any name you want to and still be looked at just like Apple can be looked at, and Orange or Peach and Pomeranian could be looked at. That's what the equality is. And that's the part that kills me. You want to be treated like a fucking human being, period. You don't want to do the oppression. And I think for a lot of people, they just want to oppress people. That's their whole point. They fuss about racism and they fuss about these inequalities, because that's the thing. When it comes to racism, when it comes to niggas and racism, everybody, for some reason, we're on board for that shit. But when it comes to other stuff, it's a big division, and it just drives me up the wall that people don't see the connection, and they don't see that this is an equality. Equality isn't black men just being free to rape people and beat their wives and treat their children bad and do these fucked up laws and oppression. That's not equality, but that's what people want because their actions and the things they tell me is what, this is what you want, and I don't comprehend that.
Yeah, also this is another thing on display that happens a lot, the unrequited loyalty of black women, where R. Kelly would absolutely abscond with Taraji P. Henson's family member that was a young teenage black girl. He wouldn't care. He would not give a fuck. I mean, you know, look at the people around him that had his back. Did it stop their family members and the girls around them from being victims? He don't care. He don't see you as a human being. He would treat all those women he treated like shit, and here you are ready to defend this man. And she's not alone. There's a lot of women like this that exist. That's why it's funny when people, and I don't mean this to be pejorative, but it's funny to me, as in odd, when people try to bring up Chrisette Michelle and be like, she got her whole career canceled because she performed with Trump. See the double standard that black women had to exist under. I'm like, her fans are black women.
She got
canceled by black women. You can't put that one on anybody else. She was warned not to do it by her fans. She was warned not to do it by her peers. Other people were up for that gig, heeded the calls of the black women fans and said, you know what? Not worth my time. You know, you have the voting block of black women is the most consistently liberal voting block in America. And she went against that to just go to perform for a man that wouldn't shake her hand. And then she got quote unquote canceled by her own fans. And people go, look at this double standard. No. If there's a double standard, it's a double standard applied to you by other black women.
Come on.
You know, because I think there is an extra level of loyalty that is afforded to black men, even from black women.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly still exists mostly on the backs of black women. You know, like, now that's not to say nobody else is implicated. Obviously, there's white media, RCA, there's fucking the men around him in powerful positions that protect him. There's the network of predators and men around him, including his assistant, who I believe was a woman, but still people that help him do pray. But the point being, when it comes to getting the dollars and who's gonna like show up at the concert, he depends on black women to give him a pass that they would not afford for other people. Mm-mm. So it's that unrequited loyalty at play here. Like a Taraji P. Henson, a Erykah Badu, they're somehow finding a way to, it's this programming I think that black women receive that is like, protect black men at all costs. They're the endangered species. They're the ones who are supposed to protect and provide for us, but they're targeted very heavily by racism. Racism that black women are targeted by as well.
Right.
We're not in this alone. But where we should see allies, where we should see sisters, where we should see equals, many times black men use our privilege as men to walk the fuck away. To be like, well, thanks for all the labor. I'm gonna go out and live my life without y'all. I'm gonna go out and demean y'all and bemoan y'all. I'm gonna talk down on y'all. I'm gonna hate on y'all. I'm gonna abuse y'all. Like, this is that unrequited loyalty on display, in my opinion. You know, now sure, maybe R. Kelly or somebody, thank you, sister, to her, but it's just because he thinks she's stupid. It's not out of a genuine respect. It's like, thank you for providing cover for me to continue to be a predator. So I just think she looked like a fucking sucker to do this shit. And then, like I said, on your movie's coming out soon. Every time I see a trailer with you and Erykah Badu, I'm about to be like, yeah, so Focot continues.
Yeah, I won't be going to see that, but there are people that were actually excited, and like, it's some people, they see everything that she's in. So they're like, hey, I was excited, but you know what? You sap the fun out of shit. You make it not enjoyable. Nobody wants to talk about your movie and then have to fucking argue with people on social media, or their family members and shit, because the dumb stuff that's being said. And it's one of those things that's very, like I said, it is really, really frustrating when you could have said nothing at all.
Yeah. So anyway, I saw that shit and I was like, the Focot continues.
Yes, it does.
In other news, I've been using my cast iron skillet a lot. I got like a little kit off of Amazon that was for cleaning it. It comes with like this thing that you scrape it with, and then it comes with like this metal thing that you can like scrape it with as well, and it comes with like these grill marks for people that got the cast iron skillet with the grill. Like, it's this grill scraper that's specifically shaped that way. I don't have to use that when mine doesn't have those. And then it also came with a little rubber handle, so you can put it over the cast iron thing so that you don't burn yourself touching the handle, because sometimes the handle does get kind of hot on a cast iron skillet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not careful, you can burn yourself. And especially if you need to do something like pick it up and put it over the sink or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or take it out of the oven. That's one reason why I got, shout out to who sent me those heat resistant gloves. But that's one reason why I got the heat resistant gloves, because you know, with cast iron, you can bake. So a lot of times you stick them in there, bake, and then you got to turn around and try to get it out. And not trying to be funny, I'm not the strongest. So a lot of times, you know, it takes a little extra effort to kind of pick it up because, you know, it's heavy, you know. And so it's one of those things where it helps me not to burn myself.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I've been enjoying it. And you know, with the salt thing, because I found out how to clean it, because that's the big thing about cast iron skillet, man. Like, cleaning that motherfucker is such a like head trip to me, because it's like, don't clean it, you lose all the flavor. I'm like, but I cooked fucking pork in this shit. I'm not comfortable just like turning around and putting a fucking sandwich in here. Like, I'm not cool with this. I know that that's supposed to be okay, but my mind is not the kind of mind that can wrap its head around that shit. It sounds very unsanitary and like you're gonna catch some type of fucking disease. But I love cooking with it because it heats evenly.
Yes, it does.
It's big, so I can put like things big. It can go in the oven without taking any damage and all that stuff. But I do clean it, you know. I heard not to use soap, so I haven't used any soap on it. I really haven't even really used that much water. Like, I've done it a couple times with like tough stain, like tough food in there. You pour a little water in there.
Some people do, and then just make sure you dry out really well in oil and all that stuff.
Yes, that's what I was getting to.
Okay.
So I would take it, and I didn't know how to oil it or anything. But I went on YouTube and looked up stuff. So like, you could take kosher salt and like a paper towel or something like that, and like wipe up all the loose food particles, and then just brush that into the sink or whatever. Now we have a pretty big cast iron skillet, so it's a pretty tough job.
Mm-hmm.
then you oil it with just like vegetable oil. I didn't know what people meant when they say you oil your oil and season your thing. Like, I just oil it with vegetable oil.
Yeah, just eating oil, you know. And some then, people do, you know, they dedicate to olive oil, but oil is oil when it comes to that.
Then I take some aluminum foil. I heat the oven to like 300 degrees, something like that, 350, whatever. Take the, you know, let it, I oil, clean it, oil it, and then you take it and you put it in the oven, and beneath it you put the aluminum foil so it catches all the drippings from the oil, and you just leave it in there for an hour and it'll like heat it through and dry it, and then you just put it back on the stovetop. Like, it's a really good, you know, I don't know if you guys out there, maybe this is late to the game for a lot of y'all, I've had a cast iron skillet for years, I just didn't like using it and didn't really know how to clean it, and then I heard you're not supposed to clean it the way I was cleaning, because I was just like, throw that bitch in the motherfucking,
and I was like, it's gonna rust.
Yeah, just throw that shit in the motherfucking dishwasher, who cares.
Yeah, but you can get rust off of it though. But you know, that's the biggest thing people go, you know, you know because it's real iron, so you'll actually, it'll start rusting, and that's one reason about the drying and the oiling is so it won't rust.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool, man. So I cook a lot of meals in there, but just in case y'all wanted to know, that the kit was only like $6, and you can just go to Amazon, put cast iron cleaning kit, and I also got a brush too, like with some like hard metal things, but that was separate. I haven't gotten it yet. I ordered it. We'll see what happens with that. But you know, my main thing is I gotta have my shit clean, man. I don't want a dirty ass pot sitting in my kitchen. I'm sorry, I don't give a fuck. I understand that's against the protocol, but fuck that shit.
Me and you had a conversation. Roger was like, nope, I'm not trying to hit that. It got to be a better way to clean it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I refuse to accept it, and I'm not keeping anything in my house that's that fucking fucked up. I'm sorry.
Because you cook all types of things in it, and a lot of times you don't remember what you cook in it.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, I seen something that's like, well, as long as you keep your fish and your poultry separate, I'm like, who the fuck is keeping track of that shit? Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna clean it every time. It's just easier.
So regardless of what's in it, right?
I don't wanna have to fucking be worried about this. And this, you know, the cleaning's not that big of a to-do if it's not like you have to clean it every time, but you need to clean it enough. Like, don't let that shit get caked up and shit. I don't know how people are just eating all this stuff. Anyway, what else happened? Oh, the Oscars nominations got announced today.
Okay. I didn't hear him. Mike Wilmer. Well, I heard some of them, but I don't know if it's true.
Only one of them matters.
Okay. Hey. No flex, zone. Hey. No flex, zone. Hey. They know better. Hey. They know better. Hey. No flex, zone. Hey. No flex, zone.
Hey, what did I tell y'all? They know. What did I tell y'all? Let me ask you a question, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite superhero film that is nominated for the Best Picture Oscar? That was nominated for a Best Picture Oscar. Go ahead. What's your favorite one?
It was nominated for a Best Picture Oscar. But it gotta be Black Panther.
Cause it's the only one is why it's gotta be Black Panther. Suck my dick, Dark Knight. You dark cuck. How does that feel? How does it feel to know you will never, ever live up to the greatest cinematic achievement in the history of superhero film? How does it feel? A black team of people did that. Oh, well, we need to not have a category for the best, it's not gonna make best picture. We need another category. The fuck it won't. It did. Okay? Avengers didn't do that. Okay? Dark Knight didn't do that. Nope. That's why I gotta put Dark Knight on the same level as Spawn. Both didn't get a Best Picture nomination. I know that much. Oh, maybe Alfonso Cuarón's First Man. Maybe that'll get more like Alfonso Cuarón. Get out of here. Beat it. We've been to the moon. We've seen this 12 times before. Nobody wants to see this bullshit. We already faked the moon landing in real life one time. Shout out to Steph Curry. All I'm saying is this. Look, guys. I know I sound petty, but it's cause y'all doubted me. My own friends doubted me, y'all. That's right. I'm naming names. Yes.
Oh Lord.
Brandon, Chris, they be reviewing their movies. It's not gonna get best picture. They was laughing. They was snickering at your boy.
They was snickering.
But you know what I did? I put the towel on my shoulders and I looked on that field like Cam Newton and I nodded my head. Bet. We'll see you in the playoffs. Okay. Let me have the last say. And what is the last say? The last laugh. That's what it is. I'm not gonna talk shit about your other little films, okay? I mean, it's cute that you got these little superhero films going around here. It's beautiful to me. I mean, hey, you know, more power to you. Venom, Aquaman. I'm glad y'all are having fun with your little things, making a little bit of money y'all doing and shit. I mean, it's nice. It's nice to see y'all do that. I just don't want nobody whose favorite superhero film is not Oscar nominated for Best Picture trying to have a conversation with me. That's all.
Lord.
Your taste in movies apparently sucks. Don't talk to me about, oh, my favorite movie. Oh, guys, Heath Ledger died. Oh, that's sad. That's really sad. But you know what? It's not Oscar worthy. It's not Best Picture Oscar nomination worthy. I'm sorry, but the Academy has spoken. Okay? The debate is over. Enjoy your little movies. They're very cute. It's adorable to me that y'all are entertained by such riffraff. I mean, it's really, what other name can I have for what y'all do? You know, to see the peasants within the movie industry enjoy their little playing toys, running around hitting each other, but they not giving you gravitas. No, no, they not giving you blackness. One black man in all of the Dark Cucks entire film trilogy, and it's Morgan Freeman, an old black man that be looking up skirts. Get out of here. Beat it. Respect a true king, okay? We doing king things over here, okay? We talking about patriarchy over here. We talking about the white man's militant system over here, okay? We talking about colonialism over here at my Oscar nominated for Best Picture comic book film. That's what we talking about over here. It's cute though that y'all have these little deep, oh, surveillance and not surveillance. Oh, we only did that a million times. Oh, what's gonna happen next? Oh, look at this. It's another hero meeting another hero. Man, you know what Black Panther said? Get your Avengers out of my shit. We don't need y'all. It's only black people over here. Didn't even invite that coon with the wings. They was like, we good over here. It's sad to see people worship these films, just these lesser films. It's sad, really. I'm happy they're enjoying something, but it's sad to know that they are eating the McDonald's off the plates at the White House compared to the catered meal that is Black Panther, the superior intellectual artiste film over here, okay? But it's cool, you know. Some of y'all don't know that there's no accounting for taste. And that's okay if you don't have no taste. It's okay. Don't feel bad. I mean, I also didn't know until I saw something better, okay? But good luck to all the rest of the films and stuff that got nominated. I'm sure there's plenty of stuff out there. You know, I heard people upset that Beale Street didn't get it, and people upset that, you know, black people only watch only the black things, so they was upset. But I don't give a fuck about all that. I know that I called this shit. Oh, Rod, you really think it's one of the top 10 movies, all these good movies coming out this year? Well, I guess the Academy thinks so as well. Maybe I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And that's also why Jimmy Butler gonna fail at the Sixers. Listen to me now, believe me later on. I be giving y'all prophecy for free every day for 10 years. And you laugh at me. And then you wonder why Rod is talking in third person and going all crazy. Well, this is why. Y'all make this happen with all the, I don't know, I doubt it. I'm not asking you. I'm not suggesting to you. I'm telling you what's gonna happen. Okay? What you should be asking me is for the lottery numbers, because I give you privacy every day, 5 times a week, not counting the premium shit. You're welcome. Okay, when you come in my mentions, don't give me your opinion. Just say, thank you, Rod. I appreciate you giving me some game for free. You didn't have to do this. Okay? This is damn near charity. I should write it off on my taxes. Told y'all, who told y'all who they was gonna cast as Black Panther before it happened? Who said, man, this Chadwick Boseman dude got some good racism eyes in 42. Was that me? Was it not your boy? But then I don't know if it's gonna get nominated. I cast this fucking movie. I could have told you it's gonna get nominated. You didn't listen to me. And now look at you, looking stupid. Oh, well, what about these other movies? Fuck them other movies. Were they Black Panther? These other black movies, did they have all the black people in all the other black movies? Cause last time I checked, Black Panther had all the black people. Matter of fact, if you weren't in Black Panther, something might be up with you. You might be the feds. For all that, I'm not trying to say they is, but you might be the feds. You better get in the sequel. I'm just saying, look kind of sideways at some of y'all. Some prominent stars that didn't make the cut. Really, Mahershala, you couldn't have found a way to put on a robe? Really, bro? Okay, hope that True Detective work out for you. Okay? But anytime you want to come on down to Death Row, where Ryan Coogler is not going to be hopping all up in the videos like Spike Lee for Black Klansman. Okay? Then come on down to Death Row and enjoy some Black Panther excellence, okay? Get your African accent on. One of the many. Pick one. Any tribe. Okay? We out here printing money and we printing Oscar nominations. If your favorite film don't got an Oscar nomination, it's a superhero film, just leave it to yourself. Okay? Throw your little t-shirts away. Go see your little re-release in IMAX. Go see that trash. Okay? I'm gonna be over here on Netflix watching Black Pathos. Treated with some respect. Okay? Alright, I'm done. I'm off of it. Anyway, congratulations, Black Panther. Ryan Coogler, Michael B. Jordan, Chadwick Boseman, Lupita Nyong'o, our girl, what's Michonne's real name, before I fuck it up, her too.
I'll just call her Michonne, but yeah, I'm with you.
You know, Deny. Yeah, shout out to all of them, all black excellence, okay? Your fave can never. Literally because it didn't. Okay? Every superhero film before this.
Angela Bassett,
that's correct. Every superhero film before this, y'all.
Yes, somebody. Forrest Whitaker, yes. Yes.
Every superhero film before this. Sterling K. Brown. Every superhero film before this did not get a Best Picture Oscar nomination.
No better. They know.
DC could never. Dark Knight, come on. Spider-Man, that's nice. All the other Avengers films.
Yeah, Fox couldn't sniff this, but Fox ain't gonna be around long.
X-Men, more like Next Men.
H2O lean, same thing. Niggas throw sets in gangbang. Free everybody in a chain gang.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. I didn't even say. I just chilled. I let y'all say all y'all got to say for a year. Y'all act, I'm tired of Black Panther. Oh, Wakanda forever. Even Chadwick don't want to say it. Well, guess what he gonna be smiling saying when it comes to these motherfucking Oscars? Right, exactly. I bet you he be smiling when they up there for that award. Fuck out of my face. All right. Let's see what else happened today.
Tell them how you really feel.
You know, I had to rethink something I said about Fyre Festival. Remember when that dude went to go suck that dick? And he went home and took a shower and put in mouthwash. You know, I kind of looked down and said, why the fuck would you put in mouthwash before you suck a dick? Wouldn't you put that in after you suck a dick? But thinking about it
makes sense.
it's like a value-added service. I'm not saying it makes sense necessarily, but it's a value-added service for the person getting their dick sucked. It's like when somebody details your car and then they put in like a, you know, like an air freshener.
They breezed it.
It's nice of you. That's nice of you to be that much thoughtful for the person whose dick you're gonna suck. You know? So congratulations to that dude. Andy, you really put me on some game right there. You know? Mm-hmm. Mouthwash before oral is, that's some next level shit, man. You changed the game and we all laughed at you, and I apologize.
Come on. Some, you know, it's people that actually need water, and people ain't sucking no dicks to get water in Flint.
Mm-hmm. That's true. All right. Maybe that's the key. We could have got some water in Flint. We just needed Andy. We need to send him to get the job done.
Come on.
All right. Let's get into the rest of the news, okay? There's all kinds of other stuff going on. Where should I start? How about this? It's been a few days. There is something I wanna ask you. There's something that I wanna know. And to this question, you have the answer. So tell me what I wanna know. Do you wanna funk? Do you wanna funk? Won't you tell me now? Won't you tell me now? If you wanna funk, let me show you how. Do you wanna funk with me? Do you wanna funk with me? All right, let's get into the terrible LGBTQ news segment. I'm sorry, guys. We have a lot of fun on the front and a lot of sadness on the back. We'll see if we can find some good news, but it's not a lot, if any. Trump's transgender military service ban just got a big win from the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I was heading back to work today, and I was listening to NPR, and they said that, and I cussed in the car.
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was on the ballot. We knew that the next president would get to choose possibly two or three Supreme Court justices, and those appointments are a lifetime. And voters in the United States put us on the they pushed us to a point where we're sitting around watching Ruth Bader Ginsburg like, you know, you all right? You still breathing? Everything? Oh, she fell downstairs. Oh, God. Oh, here we go. Like, that's because we put this country in such a precarious position with the way that people either voted, chose not to vote, or however the way that they decided to navigate the voting system.
Right. That's why I'm not here for no excuses. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. It's just weird to see a lot of people, upset with the way this administration goes, and then you look at their track record and you're like, but you kind of seem not to mind that this was a result.
Yeah, your actions said you didn't care.
Yeah, you seem kind of like, you know, seem kind of like you was okay with this, but now you want me to believe that this is bothering you? I don't know.
Right.
You had a chance to do something about when it was bothering you, and now you're good chilling. You're back chilling in your crib waiting for another 4 years, right? Previously, lower courts had placed injunctions on the transgender ban, stopping the Trump administration from enforcing it. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court put a hold on some of these injunctions, but because of one lower court injunction was not part of the case that Supreme Court put a hold on, the ban can't be enforced just yet. It is likely, though, that soon the remaining injunction will be put on hold as well. If that happens, Trump administration will be able to enforce his ban on transgender people serving openly in the military. The court's liberal wing contested the decision, allowing the enforcement of the ban, but the conservative majority outnumbers the court's liberal minority 5-4. The Supreme Court did not decide yet whether it will directly oversee a case in a trans ban. It merely lifted some lower court's injunctions. The ruling hands Trump a major victory after he replaced Anthony Kennedy with Brett Kavanaugh. Trump's ban on transgender troops is based on the wrong premise. In 2017, Trump said that he would reinstate a ban on openly trans people serving in the military, moving to undo previous work by President Barack Obama's administration to overturn the old ban. And I just want to clarify, this is not pro-military stance. This is more about people's basic rights. And in this country, one of the ways that people can afford even basics as hormone therapy and surgery is by being in the military.
Right. I got back to NPR. This is an NPR, and they was this person's retired, but they was talking to a transgender man on NPR, and they were asking him about, you know, these changes and things like that. And he was saying the fact that it's actually going to cost them more money. He was saying that people are there now and that they're open. It won't directly impact them today. It will impact people once the law is in place. And mm-hmm. he was saying that it's actually cheaper to keep people in the military than to put them out. He said it would cost like something like $9 million to actually kick these people out of the military, and it's going to actually affect your ranks, affect your workforce, affect morality. And they were saying that he was saying that they did a survey of the people in the military, like I guess everybody across the board, and asked them, you know, what did you think, and you know, did you think they should do this? And I think 53% of people said that they agreed with this. And he said this is the same thing they said about black people, this is the same thing they said about LGBTQ people. He was like, people are wrong, and you know, and people don't want change, you know, they don't want women in the military. Like, if you go down the history, it's a lot of shit when it comes to change they reject it, but it don't make them right.
When I tell people that this is not a liberal country, and their voting stance is essentially, if I can't get the most liberal thing I want, I refuse to participate in the system.
Right.
And then the conservative people don't do that.
Mm-mm.
They go and vote until they push all the way to the extreme. And they never give up and they never stop. Liberal people mostly only wait till it's an extreme situation to push back. And then they give up the second that it gets a little tough. It's like, oh, well, fuck this whole thing. And it's why our country keeps going back and forth in these circles of progress, right? These
right.
Ups and downs.
Instead of continuing going in one direction.
Yeah. So my point being here, 53% is a majority. And this is a democracy / whatever you want to call it. People are like, yeah, majority rules. And the majority of people who are not trans, of course, are bigoted towards trans people. And we can't just let that slide on our end by being like, wasn't the perfect system, fuck everything, let's just let it go. This is the result of let's just let it go.
Yes, it is, because a lot of people just let that shit go.
A lot of people. If the same amount of people who voted for Obama would have voted for Hillary Clinton, we wouldn't be in this.
Mm-mm.
Not in this way. The other part is that's wild. He brought up and you're correct to bring it up as well too, Karen. But the person you were quoting, he brought up, the money, it's a lie. Because Trump's whole thing is it costs too much to have trans members of the military. That's the trick that Trump wants you to play. That's the game he wants you to play. Well, you're lying. It's not true. I'm refuting you with facts. Let me tell you what the game is, though. The game is this. I want trans people out of the military because I'm a bigot. That's the whole game. The whole game is that the reasoning doesn't need to truly exist.
The fiscal responsibility, who gives a fuck? Huh?
People make up the reason. They fill in the blanks for people like Trump.
Right.
They go, well, he must mean this. Or maybe he got his facts wrong. No, he said a lie. Because only thing that bigotry needs is a reason. The reasons don't have to make sense. Mm-hmm. It's why we laugh when we play fucking with black people. It's not every story, but in a lot of stories we laugh. Why are we laughing? Why are we playing a game? Because ridiculousness will make me laugh. And racism is ridiculous. Bigotry is ridiculous. It never makes sense.
Right, not any logical sense.
It doesn't have to make sense. His entire point is, let's hate trans people because they're different and we're not them.
Right.
And so you have a majority of people, if outside the military, inside the military, they will be like, well, yeah, I don't care about those people. How do we make them stop existing or being open about their existence? They're getting too bold. They're shoving this agenda down my throat. All the shit that they say. That's what the fuck this is about. So, you know, I understand why you must repudiate his arguments on facts as well. But make no mistake, this is the shit that where people go, well, how do you know he's a bigot? Why would you say he's transphobic? This is how.
Right.
Because it's not, because what he'll say, bigotry has the language. Bigotry always has the language bigotry uses gives it the reasonable doubt in the court to go, no, it's not that, guys. I just think black people, they test lower, so they're just not as intelligent as white kids. This is just facts. This is not my opinion. It's that shit where you're like, who designed the test? Who decided? How do you test for the test? Who wrote it? You know, that kind of shit. It's that where he goes, it's about money. Yeah, so it's just the money's wrong. Oh, I guess he was mistaken, but he just seems to believe those numbers. Anyway, no more trans people in the military. That's the end result. And these conservatives go along with it. Not every conservative is transphobic, but they're all willing to go along with it. Most of the fucking people that are conservative are what they call quote unquote fiscal conservatives. And I do believe them when they say that.
Right, they just about taxes.
I do believe these people when they say that, but to me that's worse. To me, that's deplorable. Hillary Clinton said it best. That's deplorable, because there's nothing worse than the sort of person that will go along with bigotry they don't even fucking believe in. Anyway, this always pisses me off, but I knew it was coming, and I know it's gonna get worse, and most importantly, I think we're going to repeat. I just don't see a reason to not believe we're repeating this again.
Yeah, and the thing that, and I think for me, the thing that fucking frustrates me the most, our military is voluntary. They are willing to volunteer to go to the Army, Navy, whatever branch of the military, whatever that they join, okay? They send these niggas off to fight in other countries, wars, to die, and all this other shit. They know this is what they signed up for, okay? What's gonna happen is that all of a sudden, you're gonna have these numbers coming out talking about there's been a decrease in the people in the military. We don't have enough troops to send off here. We can't do this and we can't do that.
I'm sorry to interrupt you real quick, but I'm sorry. I just wanna say, before you even go down that path, it's not about us having to send troops places, because it's not like we need to be at war with people. And I don't know that the numbers will come down, because we're talking about a very small percentage of the population that is signing up, probably overrepresentative in the military, but not necessarily in the population. But it's not about just them being willing to die, which, you know, obviously I think is brave,
right?
You know, and they obviously, these people are braver than many of us sitting at home. But the military, for a lot of people, is not about going off to die, and it shouldn't have to be. Mm-mm. For a lot of people, it's just a way out of poverty. It's GI grants,
right?
It's housing, it's you know, yes, yeah, education, it's a place for you to get money for your kids. It's mm-hmm. It's not necessarily about wanting to go kill some motherfucker. There's mm-hmm. a lot of people in the military that hope and pray they never have to pull a fucking trigger, and well, you know, like, they want to make careers in this thing, but not necessarily be involved in the, they don't want to be involved in the conflict necessarily. I'm not saying that there aren't some who do, but I'm just, it's like some people are doing this just for rights, like how black people were overrepresented in the military, and probably still are, because it was an avenue for rights.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm not saying that. And my thing is that Once these laws are implemented, they're gonna kick people out, and then they can kick people out for suspicion at this point. You know, and once you get to a certain point, it's gonna be just out of suspicion.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have these additional people that aren't open, that aren't out, that aren't saying anything, that they will kind of get caught up in this net, and they'll start pushing and kicking them out too, and they might not ever come out publicly and say anything, but now you embolden these people who might suspect these people are transgender, and so then you have these additional people, which, you know, they'll never say that they got kicked out for being transgender, but they will know that they got kicked out for being transgender. So like you say, it's gonna be a decrease, but it's gonna be a decrease is gonna be felt. And I think when it comes to that, it's like, these are people that are joining the military for whatever reason that they're joining, and they know that everything that's attached with it. And my thing is, allow them to do this. Like, it doesn't make any sense to be like, you can't join a person that I could, you know, start a war and send you off to die. You can't join person, you know. And I understand for a lot of people, because the military is designed, people will never admit this, but most people that join the military, with the exception of a handful, most people that join the military are in some form of poverty. Most people are. And when you say that, people want to buck back. But for most people that join the military aren't joining well off and all this type of stuff. Most people do it, like you say, for education, for resources, you know, to be taken care of. And the thing is, I personally think one reason why this law was passed is because they actually want to decrease the government. Structurally want to make a lot of,
they don't want to decrease the military. They don't. So while I understand what you're saying, it's not about the numbers of people that will leave. It's not about that at all. It's a message to the entire country. Trans people are not human, that they are not they cannot be patriots, they cannot be citizens. That's what this is. Like, it's not about the number of people that sign up. This is for the people that do sign up, we're talking about trans people facing homelessness, joblessness. Right. So this is a place where you can go and you're guaranteed this job. It's a place where you can go, not just guaranteed this job, you stay long enough, you're guaranteed surgery, you're guaranteed hormonal treatments,
right,
you're guaranteed time off, paid leave. So he's taking away an avenue of revenue for a lot of Americans. Because he's basically trying to say, you're not as American as the rest of us. That's what the point is, in my opinion.
And it's fucked up.
Everything other than that kind of obfuscates the point, because, you know, like I said, it's not that I'm pro-military. I really, if the military never sent another motherfucking troop anywhere else in the world, I'd be straight. If the military said we're cutting down on how big we are, we're the biggest fucking military, bigger than everybody's shit combined, and we want to cut our shit down, I'd say that's cool. You know, I'm not trying to tell people I want them to lose jobs and shit, but right, I understand that being an imperialistic huge military is not necessarily a big priority for me as an American who lives under the impression and imperialism of his own country. It's not necessarily, I'm not running out the house like rah rah, you know, but I do understand the financial need, since we don't have another avenue.
Correct.
And Trump and his administration are needlessly trying to take this financial need, it just to send the message to the rest of us, these people are less than you. They are not human. These people are not, don't deserve the rights as you. They're not patriots. They're not civilian. They're not citizens. You're not supposed to look them eye to eye and respect them as human beings. That's what the fuck this is. Because technically, you can still serve in the military and be like, I'm just gonna not say I'm trans.
Correct.
Right? So it's like back in the closet is what he's saying.
Right, right. You know? And the thing is, this, and then, you know, it's like a snowball effect. You start passing this, all of a sudden it's gonna be, hey, what about the people that came out as gay?
Right.
It's gonna be, hey,
exactly,
you know, what about quote unquote illegal aliens? It's gonna be, hey, you know, what about, you know, you get to the
bigotry is back.
Right. It's gonna, like I said, it has all these rivers and streams attached to it, and you know, and it's funny though how niggas go up the ladder just a little bit, and all of a sudden we think we fucking arrived. Y'all know we ain't really went nowhere, right? We just an inkling of quote unquote above, but we ain't really above. We just one of the loudest marginalized groups. But it's one of those things where niggas get to the point where they don't care anymore. And my thing is, like, you should care, because eventually, don't think if he can do that, it'll be women, it'll be your black ass. Like, it trickles down. It keeps going to somebody, be like, hey, stop this shit.
Yeah, it'll be you one day.
Right.
That's how it works. The other thing is, and I promise I'll move on to the next story, but the other thing is, I bet if you looked at papers and stuff, I mean, I've seen old interview footage of white people during the civil rights era, and they would be like, these black people just forcing this race thing down our throat, you know, the Negro question. Like, they sound like a lot of black people now who talk about LGBTQ issues and how it's being forced down their throats, right? And why is it so important and shit like that, just
because you think, like, you said, arrived and you haven't.
Right, exactly. Federal judge rules against elderly lesbians turned away by retirement home. A federal judge on Wednesday reportedly ruled against an elderly lesbian couple whose application to a retirement community in Missouri was rejected due to their marriage not being understood in the Bible. Bev Nance and Mary Walsh, a married couple that have been together for more than 40 years, applied to live in at the Friendship Village Senior Living Facility in Sunset Hill in 2016 because it's their community. Walensky said the couple wanted to move to the community because they had friends there and it offered services that would allow them to stay together for the rest of their lives. But the two women's request was reportedly denied by Friendship Village. Friendship Village, right? Ain't that funny? Denied Unfriendship Village for you.
Unfriendly.
At the time, because the community's policy only allowed married couples who were in unions between one man and one woman. Months later, Nance, 68, and Walsh, 72. You're 68 and 72, and now you're thrust into having to be an activist just to get the same treatment as everybody else in your community.
That's not funny. They old. Y'all know they're gonna die soon, right?
Yeah, it's just crazy. Brought a lawsuit against the community accused of sex discrimination, which is a violation of the Fair Housing Act. However, the U.S. District Judge Gene C. Hamilton later dismissed the couple's lawsuit this week, ruled that sexual orientation rather than sex lies at the heart of the plaintiff's claims. At no time do plaintiffs assert that had they been men involved in the same-sex relationship or marriage, would they have been admitted as residents in the Friendship Village, Hamilton reportedly wrote in the court's decision. Under these circumstances, the court finds the claims boil down to those of discrimination based on sexual orientation rather than sex alone. Hamilton also reportedly cited a previous decision handed down by the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in 1989 that ruled existing federal civil rights law does not prohibit discrimination against homosexuals. As NBC News notes, however, that particular case is still facing a challenge from the LGBTQ legal advocacy group Lambda Legal in court currently. The case, Horton versus Midwest Geriatric Management, involves a man who received a job offer from a company that was later rescinded after the workplace discovered he is gay. Meanwhile, lawyers representing the couple have said they disagree with Hamilton's decision and told NBC News that their clients are considering the next steps. Yeah, well, what do you do? Go to the Supreme Court and get shut down there too?
Come on.
Because as long as it's that 5-4 right now, it's fucked. Let's see. 31-year-old Dana Martin becomes the U.S.'s first transgender murder victim of 2019. Yeah, like, the life expectancy of trans people in America is already very low. Of trans women of color in particular is extremely low. And a trans woman of color has already died. January, we made it 10 days. Infuriating news from Alabama. The state's first homicide victim of 2019 also happens to be a transgender woman. The murder also marks the first killing of a transgender person in the U.S. this year. Police discovered the body of 31-year-old Dana Martin in an abandoned vehicle near Montgomery on January 6th. She died of a fatal gunshot wound. Preliminary information is sketchy at best, and the case remains under investigation. Early information suggests Martin died near the site where the police found her body. Law enforcement also misgendered her as male in the first reports, as always. Statistically speaking, transgender women face a far higher likelihood of becoming victims of violence and murder. According to the Human Rights Campaign, at least 26 transgender people were murdered in 2018. Yeah, and many of those will be transgender women of color. Let's see. Conservatives are outraged as a gay couple is on the cover of Parents magazine.
Yeah, it's Parents, right?
Apparently, yes. You cannot be gay in Parents, apparently. Is that the problem here? Christian conservatives are outraged at the cover of aren't they always though? I mean, aren't Christian conservatives kind of mad at everything?
Everything.
Tony the Tiger got taken off the cereal, you know. It's like, I feel like they just,
I'm mad, let's protest.
I feel like they just wake up and just get mad. Two socks. I remember back in my day. Sean T. Fitness, a fitness motivational speaker, and his husband Scott Blocker and their twins are on the cover of Parents magazine. The magazine also is running a feature piece about their many attempts to have kids through surrogates.
Mm-hmm. Which people do all the time.
They are the first same-sex parents featured on the cover of a magazine that has been around for almost a century, and these motherfuckers are outraged. So let's say 12 issues a year.
So that's
100 years. We're talking 1200 covers. Gay people get one, and it's outrage time. Like, well, the rest of the covers were gay people walking around outraged, like the straight agenda is being shoved down our throats,
right? And that's how people act like they respond, you know, because for a lot of gay people, straight sex is pushed upon them. It's all over your TV, is everywhere, you know. You hold hands, you kiss, you know, and it's one of those things where it's constantly forced in their face. Romantic comedies, it's always forced in your face. And the thing is, people have said this before, but, and I agree, love and marriage is a fucking joke. You have this love at first sight, The Bachelor, Bachelorette, all these fucking love and shows. Straight people really get on my nerves because y'all are actually poking fun at love and marriage. None of y'all niggas take this goddamn shit seriously. None of you do. But yet, people that actually love each other want to get married. Y'all like, nah, y'all can't get married. But let me sign up for a fucking TV show that pokes fun at love.
Right. 1 million moms, which is a hate group.
They don't got 1 million members.
It's horrified that a magazine about parents would feature a story of two parents that attempt to become parents, saying that it promotes the pro-homosexual lifestyle. That phrase only means that it lets people know that gay people exist.
Right.
Because nothing ever really promotes the homosexual lifestyle. Has anybody ever noticed? I've never seen anything that actually literally does promote the gay lifestyle. I'm not saying I'm against that. I'm saying it doesn't exist. Maybe one day it will exist if we get far enough along. But I've never seen something that's just like, hey, suck some dicks, guys. Hey, straight people. Let's get the fucking the same sex, guys. All right. Gotta get this lifestyle. Gotta promote it. I've never seen it. It's just all existing motherfucking biggest heads.
Right.
Meanwhile, we do promote the heterosexual lifestyle, right?
It's fucking
He's like, a lady killer.
It's everywhere.
Why you ain't got no man? Why you got no girlfriend? When you gonna have some kids?
Mm-hmm.
We don't, like, we like, do promote.
It is, like, I'm gonna tell people this, it's fucking everywhere. It's in the greeting cards. It's the holidays. Like, you know, everything is around that. Even when it comes to like jewelry commercials, you know, February can better come up. Buy her a ring. Buy her jewelry. Her, right? Her. You know, and it's one of those things to where, you know, people actually pick up on what y'all putting out. But yet, if it twists just a little bit and somebody says, you know what, for this Jared commercial, you know, we're gonna use multiple couples, and let's pick a gay couple. You know, it's one of those things where people, for whatever reason, when it comes to women, people, it's a disconnect. People don't consider that gay. They consider that quote unquote lesbian.
Yeah, it's acceptable gay to them.
Right.
Two men is treated as some sort of like affront to humanity. Two women still catch shit. But it's some sort of level of like cognitive dissonance that people have created. I think it's mostly a sexual attraction thing, but
right.
No, don't let me get into y'all psyches. I don't really know because
right.
I don't come from that. But right. I do think that, yeah, two men is somehow seen as like out fucking rages, you know? Anyway, this shit is trash. Let's just move on.
Yes,
is. There's no good news coming. I'm trying to, oh God. It's all just worse and worse. Jesus Christ.
So it's no good news.
I'm trying to find Oh wait, I found one. Okay, hold up, hold up.
Woo!
Laura Kelly, governor of Kansas, that's kind of good news, reinstates protection for LGBT state workers in Kansas eliminated by Brownback. So guess what that means? People voted, right? Isn't this interesting? People voted in a new governor because they got out of their fucking houses and they went and voted. And because the old governor, who in 2015 eliminated protections for LGBT workers in the state, is gone, Laura Kelly immediately signed a executive order and erased that. And now everything's back. Now, like I said, kind of good news because it's just everything's back. It's like got some new shit. But shit, if I was living there for 2-3 years without no motherfucking protections and I'm gay and I either gotta be in the closet or hope my boss ain't a bigot, you goddamn right I'd be celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you go fucking vote.
Right. And now it's time to go to the House and the Senate of the state and be like, hey, pass a law so that once this person leaves, y'all can't fucking reverse this.
Right. So, yeah. Anyway, that's good news, and let's just get the fuck out of here.
Get out while you can! Get out, run!
Yeah. Was there anything for fucking with black people? Oh, yeah, it is a couple things. All right, well, let's do them. Let's do a couple. I think I'm going to take tomorrow off anyway, so we might as well do these.
Okay.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. Time to play the game we all hate to play. That's fucking with black people. Number one game going across all the country that we find articles that make us feel fucked with. Assigned point scores from 0 to 100 in intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. Yay. All right. Our girl is back in the news very soon. I mean, I feel like we were just here. Bad Baby has just sold $500,000 worth of stuff.
Catch me outside. How about that?
On day one of her endorsement deal. Day one. $900,000 endorsement deal, and she's already basically sold over half of what she signed the deal for.
But they didn't get their money back.
They also received 500,000 hits on their site, Copycat Beauty.
I believe that too.
$4.99 each for whatever the fuck it is she's selling. Glitter. So
lip balm.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, I don't know if it's full makeup or just lip stuff.
I don't know. You just threw out an answer like I was supposed to know that. Like you read the article.
I know. I
did. Did you read it? Did you know?
No, I didn't read the article.
Oh, you just out here freestyling? What you doing over here, Karen? Now I have these whole articles with all these words in it. And you over here making up facts.
Who gives a fuck about facts?
We are not that kind of show. We operate in the truth. Oh my goodness.
I'm making up fake news. Fake news.
Karen. So she announced last week she signed $1 million endorsement deal for Copycat Beauty, a makeup company that sells cheap iterations of the beauty industry's most popular products. Oh my god, this is such a fucking, like,
yeah, because
it's like a self-owned,
because when you said $4.99, I was like, "Woo, Rihanna would never."
And according to TMZ, on the first day she began a contractual promotion, Copycat raked in more than $500,000 in sales, in addition to receiving 500,000 hits on her site. Sources close to Bregoli explained that she hopes her makeup endorsement translates to success on her Snapchat reality show, Bringing Up Baby. Baby has also been killing her music career. In 2019, the rapper recently collaborated with Tory Lanez on her track Babyface Savage, which set the tone for Baby's music going into 2019. In 2018, she released her album 15 after her album High Bitch was certified gold. Instead of fizzling out after 15 minutes, the viral sensation seems to be making the most of her time in the spotlight. 0 to 100. I feel like she's a constant 100. It's not really her fault.
Mm-mm.
But the entire idea of her fucking existing and doing her thing is just a slap in the face.
Right, because she could have been just a regular, normal-ass white girl.
Look, I haven't watched this video. okay? Very rarely do I do some shit like this on the show. But there were some teenagers in Make America Great Again hats that went on a Christian, went to some Christian anti-abortion rally in Washington, and they ran into a video came out that showed them all in the face of a Native American man, and then more shit came out that was like, oh, in the context of the video, they were actually goaded by some black Hebrew Israelites, which them niggas done went mainstream. Abort, America, abort. Nothing says y'all don't know black people like not knowing how to ignore them motherfuckers.
Come on.
Every black person ignore the fuck out of them Hotep ass, go back to Egypt motherfuckers. Anyway,
we the sun and the moon and the rain, right? Get out of here.
But yeah, so these motherfuckers tried to fight them somehow, and then the Native American man, and he got in between them, and then there was back and forth, people was talking all this kind of shit, and then it was like, these poor kids, they just kids, and then, oh, y'all did these kids wrong, the whole picture story wasn't out, guys, okay, the kids are innocent, and y'all, America came down and then rushed the judgment, and this is what's wrong with the fake news, and both sides are really bad, and that's what the real problem is, why can't we just get along and talk and wait a second? Let me tell y'all something. I'm not watching the video.
Mm-mm. I have not.
I do think those kids were up to no good. I've seen other videos of them talking, like harassing women and shit and stuff, like, you know, doing all kinds of fucked up things that bad white kids with no supervisors do. I said 100 at the hats.
Come on.
Hello.
I seen them hats. I was like, they racist. They did that bullshit. Whatever they said they did that.
Yeah. Who the fuck need to take more time than, like, who's still doing that? And are y'all busy? Because I'm busy.
Mm-mm. I'm not watching no videos. I'm not clicking. No. I'm not. Harass them people.
I'm not spending all my motherfucking day arguing back and forth with these trolls and Russians on motherfucking Twitter like I've seen a lot of people doing over these goddamn bad kids. They are wearing the Confederate flag on their head.
Yes, it is the fucking Confederate flag. What about that? Don't people understand? You wear that, I consider you a goddamn racist. What the fuck are we talking about past that point?
Might as well be a swastika.
Right.
Who the fuck is sitting around talking about some, let's give them a chance? That's what's wrong with white people. Motherfuckers was on Martin Luther King Day talking about some, we gotta give these kids a chance. That's the problem. These are kids that's Lee Harvey Oswald, okay? These are the kids that had the dogs and the water hoses. Like, these are them. These are the kids at the lunch counter. What are you talking about? You don't know evil when you see it, and I don't trust your opinion. Cause you love these little evil motherfuckers. You love them. They your kids. They remind you of your kids. And I'm supposed to think Jake Tapper can speak to something about race. Get the fuck out of my face, homie. Oh my God. That's ridiculous.
Does that mean he's guilty?
I told you. I knew your dad for a long time. He did that shit. Guilty as fuck.
Guilty as fuck. Don't care about how the account being fake that put the first video on Twitter. Don't care.
You don't.
Supposedly Trump is going to invite them to the White House. So I guess the only good news is that the government shutdown gonna end, cause there's no way he feeding them McDonald's. Okay, he respect them kids too much. They are getting only the finest catered foods.
Mm-hmm, he might go kill some deer for them.
Yeah, he can't wait to show off to them. He gonna end the shutdown just to get the caterers back in there. Like, okay guys, let's get these guys some. This isn't like when those Negroes came for the football thing. This is some people we respect. The DNC stopped supporting the march after women's march after Tamika Mallory's comments on Minister Louis Farrakhan. So I don't know why people keep dying on this hill. Oh wait, the last one, 0 to 100. I'm sorry.
Oh, 100.
Yeah, 100, right? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Fuck them kids. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Michael Jordan said it best. Fuck them kids. He gave us prophecy and we all laughed. The DNC stopped supporting the women's march after Tamika Mallory's comments on Minister Louis Farrakhan. Tamika Mallory, co-founder of the Women's March, appeared on The View earlier this week and was attacked by Meghan McCain for her support of Minister Louis Farrakhan. Now the Democratic National Committee has pulled out of the Women's March, which is this Saturday. So this is back January 16th. USA Today reports the DNC was removed from the list of sponsors, saying in a vague statement the DNC stands in solidarity with all those fighting for women's rights and holding the Trump administration and Republican lawmakers across the country accountable. Women are on the front lines of fighting back against the administration and are the core of our Democratic Party. Women's March did not comment on DNC's withdrawal. More than likely, the DNC stopped their support due to Mallory's appearance on The View when she was asked about taking a picture with Farrakhan and calling him the GOAT, greatest of all time, which means the greatest of all time. She said, I think it's important to put my attendance, my presence at Savior's Day, which is the highest holy day for the Nation of Islam, in proper context. As a leader of as a black leader in a country that is still dealing with some very serious unresolved issues as it relates to the black experience in this country, she often goes into difficult spaces. McCain then bum brushed the conversation by saying, I don't speak for Jewish people, but I think I'm just confused. Oh, actually, can I play this clip? How long is this clip? Might be easier to play it. 8 minutes, nigga.
No. The past 2 years, the Women's March has been a rallying cry answered by over 5 million women worldwide.
I don't know about 8 minutes, Whoopi. To be very clear, so then she went on to say, McCain bum rushed and said, oh wait,
I walk the streets.
What the fuck? Why did it skip to that? Oh, anyway, McCain bum rushed the comments, the conversation, and said, I don't speak for Jewish people, blah, blah, blah. She says, I think I'm just confused. The remarks go death to Israel over and over again. We did not make those remarks, Mallory pointed out. McCain then demanded to know if she condemns Farrakhan's comments. Mallory said, I don't agree with those statements. At the end of the day, as she says, you won't condemn it, McCain says. And she says, be very clear, it's not my language. It's not the way I speak. It's not how I organize. And I think it's very clear over the 20 years of my own personal activism, my own personal track record of who I am. And I should never be judged through the lens of a man. And all right, that's all they put for the thing. Let's see. Back in May, Mallory told News One, it is impossible for me to agree with every statement or share every point of view of many people who I've worked with or will work with in the future, as I do not wish to be held responsible for the words of others when my own history shows I stand in opposition to them. I also do not think it is fair to question anyone who works with me, who supports my work, who is a member of this movement, because of the ways that I may have fallen short here or in any other instance. I don't know. What do you think, 0 to 100?
I give it a 50.
Okay. Personally, man, I give it 100. Mostly because I think black people need to stop doing this.
Agreed.
It's almost like, as a result of dealing with racism, we trying to mimic what racist people do to us.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, you know, everyone on The View should have to disavow Meghan McCain. I mean, she's trash. Her father was trash. I don't care that he's dead. That motherfucker was a racist. And if he wasn't racist, he went along with racism as long as it suited him. There's nothing brave about that to me, you know? So, you know, you end up making it seem like you and Meghan McCain are of the same ideological spectrum of, you know, it's acceptable to deal with this shit. And you make her look like the moral high ground here. Now I understand black people are resistant to disavowing black folks and stuff. I just think it's funny how this is the end result, you know. Like, well, now you lose your support. Now you have people going, yeah, why do you kick it with a guy that is misogynistic, homophobic, and anti-Semitic? Like, why do you kick it with that dude? Because at the end of the day, what you're saying is those aren't deal breakers to me.
Yes.
And when you call them the greatest of all time, you like, that's more than just a we were in a working space together,
right? Okay, now I'm kind of re-listening to the conversation, because some of the things she said at the end I kind of understood, but yeah, when she basically said that he is the greatest of all time, so when people ask you about him directly and you deflect, that becomes a problem, because he's very problematic, and that and he's very vocal about it, and he's very visual about it, and he lets everybody know how he feels. And running something this big, you have to be aware of that and know how it looks. And so the more I look about it, it gets 100, because it boils back down to what I said before. You just want to be treated like a white woman.
Yeah, I mean, she's an activist. I'm not. She's
correct.
You know, she can, she's having to deal with these things in a way that I'm not. She gets to make her own decisions. But I personally just think this is a mistake, for Tamika Mallory to do this, and it's something that makes me wary of supporting folks like this, because it's like, Farrakhan's not even here for all of us as black people.
No, he's not.
So I can't even really respect the idea of that. Not to mention people think he killed Malcolm X. Like, who? I don't know. It's just a lot. It's just a lot, and it's strange bedfellows. And I think my guess, I don't know her, my guess is, like a lot of these niggas, they shitted on Barack Obama when he said, I gotta let Reverend Wright go. And keep in mind, he didn't really let Reverend Wright go. What he said was, Reverend Wright is kind of like my grandma. Like, where she say some wild shit about black people and it's fucked up. He said some wild shit about white people and it's fucked up. But both of them are dear enough to me that they will always exist in my life. And people took that as, well, he said fuck Reverend Wright, basically. Okay, cool. Let's say you agree with that. That's also the cost of being president. He wouldn't have been president. And then maybe some of y'all would be happy, but what would have happened was, he wouldn't have been president. Y'all would have been talking about how racist the country is, and y'all would have been talking about how, it's not fair that this can't, well, it's win or lose. Those are the choices.
Right.
Y'all, some motherfuckers would rather lose it so they can still complain loud, than to win and take some actual responsibility. And to me, this is a loser's bet. This is I would rather lose with this dude by supporting him, because you're not gonna make me back down.
Right.
And it's like, where's the chess move in this?
Right. And like I said, and I'm not saying, when I say white, she don't want to be white, but you want to have the same privilege as far as being able to do what you want to do and not being questioned or chastised about it.
Yeah, we're still imitating whiteness when we cling to bigoted black people. We are still imitating what white people do, because they cling to bigoted white people and then go, but they're the greatest of all time. You know, so we lose the moral high ground there. Now, maybe you don't care about the moral high ground. That's fine. You know, not everybody has to care. But when you're an activist, it seems like that's all you really fucking got. You know, it's really about what people think of you and your brand and what you, some black people might go, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like when Mark Lamont Hill goes up to the Breakfast Club and explains how he's not an anti-Semite, but he loved Farrakhan. It's like, okay, all right, well, that is not going to jive with the way that most people feel about that. And I know how I feel when I see people say they not racist, but they cling on to Trump. Or when I'm not racist, I'm not a homophobe, but Reverend Billy Graham, I'm not this. I watch them and I go, no, you're either racist or cool with it.
Right.
It's just different when it's black, I guess.
Right. And that's where people draw their lines. And, you know, it's also one of the things for me when you say it's a loser's bet. Yes, it is, because you lost sponsors, which means you lost money.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep your, whatever you think it is you got by telling Meghan McCain, I refuse to disavow this dude, you got to keep that. But
that's not gonna get you so far.
Yeah, but I guess I'll just feel differently, because I disavow that nigga for free. I don't need Meghan McCain to say a goddamn thing to me. I'm just not fucking with him on GP. Just like, you know, sometimes it's that simple. But whatever, man. All right. Let's see, let's get into something else. Oh yeah, and that, like I said, I knew it at the hat, but that high school that's in the news,
mm-hmm.
They also do blackface for games.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, they play basketball games and dress in blackface, so the student body does, so
mm-hmm. The student body,
yeah, they were dressed in blackface. I saw a picture of it, so okay, but maybe that's Photoshop too. Right, maybe that's Photoshop as well. Yeah, you can go look it up, guys. So all that, then we got the kids and then fuck that shit. All right, let's do some guess the race.
Now that it's time for some guess the race. That's right, it's guess the race time. Now that it's time for some guest-a-race. That's right, it's guest-a-race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all the podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, Karen in the chat room, to guess the race. And of course, everybody playing is racist, just like Minister Farrakhan. All right, let's get into the game. Let's see. This is sad. Is a woman faked Down syndrome, and no, a man faked Down syndrome in order to receive baths and diaper changes.
What?
Back in September last year, Paul Anthony Menchaca of Gilbert, Arizona, was arrested at his home located near Val Vista Drive and Williamsfield Road for pretending to have Down syndrome and posing as a woman, hiring caretakers to bathe and change her adult son's diapers. According to ABC 15, an Arizona news outlet, the first victim told police she was hired by a woman called Amy to bathe and change the diapers of her son, who had Down syndrome, over the summer of last year. A second and third victim, who knew each other as well as the first victim, took over caretaker duties in July last year. All three victims confirmed he would become aroused when they bathed them. According to Arizona news outlet, a fourth victim has recently come forward to tell a similar story, confirming she also was hired under the belief that a mother was paying her to bathe and change her special needs adult son. The fourth victim's story lined up with the other three victims and also reportedly happened during the same time frame. The latest victim reported her own encounter with the Arizona man after hearing about the other allegations against him. Paul Anthony Menchaca's trial for his first arrest is scheduled to start in a few days, January 15. ABC 15 did speak to some victims who provided caretaking services. They requested to stay anonymous. He needed shower and grooming. He couldn't use the bathroom himself. He couldn't really be alone by himself. He acted like a child. His whole demeanor was childlike. He would act in tantrums, talk like a child, act like a child. One caregiver said, "Why would you do that? Why would you make us change you knowing you didn't have to? Why didn't you give us a choice?" One of the victims called as she explained her encounter with Menchaca. According to the first victim, there was a point in time where she became suspicious and made the decision to follow him back to his home after he had been dropped off by a different caregiver. This was when she decided to knock on the door, met his parents, and learned he had been lying about having Down syndrome in order to trick female caregivers into bathing him, changing him, and providing other basic caregiving needs. While he did admit to lying about being disabled, he was reported to have a low IQ. According to a report by the Inquisitor from last year, he was charged with committing fraudulent schemes and sexual abuse. Karen, guess the race.
White, like that baby powder.
Let's check the chat room to see what they believe. White as hell. Wet wipes, white. White, Latinx, Latinx, white. Could you please wash my little pee-pee, white, Latinx? Wipe my butt, please. Baby powder, first ticket to hell, white Latinx. He's creepy guy who paid the ladies in Broad City to clean this house, white. White Latinx, Arizona white, erect penis tea, white, sick ass motherfucker, white, 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 dumbass, white. The correct answer is, and y'all got it right, white. I don't know how you guys all knew, but you were right. He was a white man. That is sick
and fucked up. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of Down syndrome adults that actually need this care service, and you know, these are professional women, so I guarantee you they have worked with adults that have, you know, these, you know, different types of disabilities,
right?
So they was like, no, I, you know, I bathe, and this is abnormal because it's nothing sexual to this person. I'm just bathing them.
And he was just acting normal when they came by the house and shit. I know he was surprised. Mm-hmm. Oh shit, what you doing here? I can't talk, hold on, change me please. No, jail. All right, we need to go to the next one. All right, for our next story, a woman pretended to be autistic as part of a plan for sexual gratification.
What? Everybody tricking everybody today. What's happening here?
A Texas woman pretended to be an autistic woman earlier this month
in order to con a caregiver into sex, Parolin police revealed on Thursday. Rachel Childs, 29, allegedly solicited a caregiver online by pretending to be her autistic twin sister, despite not actually having a sister. Childs reportedly paid the caregiver to pick up her twin sister at Childs' home in Parolin, Texas, take her to the caregiver's house, and then return her the next morning. Childs then allegedly engaged in sexual conduct towards the caregiver, which made him suspicious. The caregiver investigated Childs, learned her real identity, and alerted the police. Childs turned herself into Parolin police on January 3rd. It is now out and is now on a bond. She has been charged with burglary of habitation with intent to commit assault and indecent exposure. Parolin police request that anyone who believes they were victimized call this number. Parolin, wow. That's wild because, she had, like, she was depending on the person to be, like, corrupt or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's sick. That's horrible. Shout out to Integrity though for them being like, nah, I'm calling the cops. Yeah. This is fucked up.
Right. And was maybe this is just me and the way I looked at it. There was a man that had tried to charge them for rape. She tried to have a sexual interaction with them.
Yeah. What did she get charged with? What was it?
Not rape.
I mean, not, well, they didn't have sex.
Okay.
Yeah, she just solicited him somehow. Anyway, Karen, guess the race.
Oh, white.
Karen's going white on this one as well. Let's see you guys. Fake ass Keebler white. Another straight ticket to hell. White audacity. White. Can I see your PP like the last guy? White. Nasty motherfuckers white. Hope that privilege helps these people in hell. White. Hate to say it, but I think black. Broke into Chris Brown's place earlier black. The correct answer is, and most of you got it, white. Some of y'all got a little too loose, tried to go outside the box. It's that self-hate talking. Wasn't nothing black about this story. All right, let's go to the bonus round.
Nothing black at all.
Bonus round time.
Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race.
That's right, double the points, double the race, and the bonus round against the race. So far, Karen is 2-for-2. Mm-hmm. Let's see if she can keep it going in the bonus round.
I will try. The only thing black about that is maybe the time that the because they said she spent overnight, so that was the only blackness that was happening in that event.
Mm-hmm. A teen girl and her 12-year-old sister have been arrested for killing their mom.
Oh
yeah. 14-year-old and a 12-year-old sister were arrested for stabbing and shooting their mother to death.
Good God, they wanted her dead.
A brutal payback after they were punished for trying to run her over with the family car.
What?
These sound like some bad kids.
Ooh, yeah, and that, I guarantee you, that was an escalation. It probably started as small shit, and they got more and more and more and more violent, and at no period of time that somebody was like, we might want to get them checked out. There's something not right here.
Yeah. That's pretty horrible. Like, when you got kids that bad, what you supposed to do?
Yeah, you attempting murder me, you're going to attempt your ass out of this house. You're not living with me.
Mm-hmm. Like, they run you over, then they just be like,
catch me outside. How about that?
No, I'm not catching you out. The police gonna be catching your ass outside because you bitches got to go.
The teen, Amariana Hall, and her younger sister were taken into custody late Friday after deputies in the Pike County responded to the family's mobile home in Magnolia, where Erica Hall, a 32-year-old mother of four, was found stabbed multiple times and shot once in the chest with a handgun. Emergency workers tried to resuscitate Hall, whose relatives found her bloodied outside her home just minutes earlier, but she could not be saved. Investigators then zeroed in on Hall's daughters.
So that means now you got two other siblings that you've affected.
Yep, they found out the daughters, two teenagers, juveniles, allegedly did it. Said Sheriff Kenny Cotton. They charged with murder and were going to apply the law. Cotton said deputies reported that the Friday's attack followed an incident days earlier in which the girls tried to run Hall over with the family's car. That prompted Hall to punish her daughters, leading them to respond with a fatal assault. With something like that, she could have made charges and had them arrested then. Yeah, but then you the mother that got your kids arrested. But I feel you, but I know why people would try to protect their kids from going to jail. You know.
Correct.
It's okay. It's your babies, you know. Neighbors told WAPT that Hall was killed days after taking away her daughter's cell phones. It wasn't clear if the mother took the phones away before or after the daughters tried to run her over. Cotton, meanwhile, said he couldn't make sense of the alleged retribution killing. I can't imagine what's going on inside their minds to process that. A mom is a mom, no matter what. A message seeking additional comment from the sheriff's officials was not taken, immediately returned Tuesday. Mariana Hall, who has been charged as an adult, is being held on $150,000 bond. She's due to return to court for a preliminary hearing January 29th after appearing for a bond hearing Saturday. Hall's younger daughter, who was not named, remains in custody. Hall's aunt, Robin Coney, said her niece, who worked as a poultry producer in Sanderson Farms in Summit, initially was attacked inside her residence, managed to stagger outside and take her final breaths. She was stabbed in the back. The knife was still in her back. Coney said the girls denied stabbing Hall, telling her, T, we didn't do this. And I was like, okay, if y'all didn't do it, where were y'all when the people that was doing it did it? Coney said the killing followed the argument at the family's home late Friday. Yeah, after you try to run your mom over, it's not gonna be a lot of people willing to believe your alibi. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
It was Erica's gun, Coney said. It was her car, so they had got it out. So I guess when they were doing all that to her, she was probably trying to get to her gun and fight for her life. The girls calmly went to a neighbor's home after the killing to ask for a ride to that because their grandmother just died. But the neighbor called to confirm that with Hall and got no answer. Coney said the girls then walked to another relative's home as Amirana Hall's younger sister, Ebony, went to the home and found her mother lying outside.
They were trying to get away.
Yep. Guess the race.
Everybody's white.
Let's check the chat room, see what they believe. Black, we don't call that bitch mom, we call her trifling ass Pam. White, holding judgment until I see another video that might be hotels involved. What does that mean? Black, oh, you trying to say black? I don't know. Oh no, you saying white, but yes, okay, I get you. My bad, totally went over my head. Good joke, Joe. Now, not like the other Negroes. Black, TT, do you love me? Black, black, blackity black, future Dr. Phil guest, black, black is grandma skillet, mobile home living, motherless and malicious, MAGA cap wearing white kids. Oh, these are some crazy white children, but the younger sister name is Ebony, so final answer is black. All right, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
The correct answer is they were black.
I'm fine with that answer. I'll take that L.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Some of you got it right.
That was one of them. I didn't want to believe it was us.
I could tell you didn't want to believe it.
I just didn't.
So yeah, that's crazy. In the picture of the mom, she's like, she holding a beer and a picture of a dead dude on t-shirt. You know how people died and they put you on a t-shirt with angel wings and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a hood family. That was her too. So that's just crazy, man. Kill your own mama.
Right.
Woo. Mm-mm-mm. Pray for the babies, y'all. Pray for them. Sore ratchetness. Yeah. Speaking of killing family members, an evil dad murders his own family with a sword, including 9-month-old baby, before being shot dead by hero cops as he tried to kill a girl 8 years old.
What is happening here?
Exactly what I just said. Mark Leo Gregory Gago, four names, 42 years old, was gunned.
Right.
He was gunned down. I don't know if I had the pictures. He was gunned down by hero sheriffs at his home in Oregon on Saturday. The monster had killed his own parents, the mother of his child, and a 9-month-old baby daughter in a murderous rampage. Man. Officers described the scene as shocking. You don't say. None of the victims were shot. I mean, they were all killed with swords, horribly.
This is why we push for legislation.
They're still determining which weapons were used in the bloodbath. Clackamas County Sheriff Sergeant Brian Jensen said swords may have been used. He told reporters on Sunday, "I've talked to investigators, 20-year veterans, and they're saying this is a shocking scene." Other victims, Sergeant Jensen added, "They were not shot. We're not sure what was used at this time. I've been told there were numerous weapons, swords, things of that nature in the residence." The investigators also trying to determine what exactly was used to kill each person. That just sounds terrible. He was shot while trying to kill the girl. A neighbor said
she survived.
The 8-year-old.
She survived. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
A neighbor said an axe may have been used as the main murder weapon, but authorities have not confirmed this. The victim has been named as baby Olivia Gago, 9 months. Gago's girlfriend Shayna Switzer, 31, and his parents Jerry Bremer and Pamela Bremer, 66 and 64.
Oh, so he just went through the whole house.
Yep, he was trying to kill Swiss's 8-year-old daughter from a previous relationship when he was shot dead. Oh my God.
Oh, so they must have walked in on him.
Yeah, the little girl and her female roommate survived and were being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a nearby hospital.
I'll fuck them babies up forever.
Police were called around 10:15 p.m. local time after a blood-soaked survivor ran to a neighbor's house to raise the alarm. The neighbor, who asked not to be named, said she was yelling that she had been attacked and we need to call 911. My daughter was walking across the yard and she ran into the house and called me. I went and talked to her, led her into the property, called 911. She had some injuries on her arms, injuries to her torso, and she said I didn't see them, but she was bleeding a little bit. She said she was sleeping in her bed and Mark woke her up by attacking her. She wrestled with him, got the weapon away from him. She said it was like an axe type thing. Described as splitting ball for firewood. The sheriff's office took an emergency call from the resident, who described a violent and hectic scene. Authorities found a horrific situation, the sergeant added. They found a woman dead inside the home and Gago attacking the child, and he was shot dead. He had been arrested in August on a weapons charge, but he was okay with him
having a sword, though.
It was okay for him to be in the house with swords. How right. The fuck is that okay?
What a brave little girl. She wrestled that out of his hand.
It barely survived, man. Right? That's like some horror movie shit. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening. I'm not doing the show tomorrow. I'm just tired. I don't think we'll be doing the show. If that changes, I'll let you know. We are doing Balls Deep Thursday, though. Thursday night. Because no good movies came out this week.
Mm-mm.
We should be doing This Is Us tomorrow morning. This Too Much, me and Bossy, at 10 a.m. So get your feedback in and all that stuff. Thank you for listening. We appreciate y'all. And until next time, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mwah.